I'm with Valley City Public School District Business Manager Jackie Cordy, and we had heard, Jackie, what happened at Dickinson, North Dakota, the Dickinson Public School District, with nearly $5 million being scammed from scammers from that business manager and school district. So I got to ask you locally, have you guys been aware of this? And if so, how many times have you been approached?
Yeah, no, it is obviously always a concern of ours, just making sure we are protecting our assets, and part of that comes from education, knowing what those emails look like. I do get those emails primarily from employees wanting to change their direct deposits. They look very real, those emails, but we've implemented, we will not change anything unless I get something in person from the employees, and that we carry over to any sort of payable. We're going to reach out, we're going to talk to the vendor and ensure, because that's what it sounds like happened at Dickinson. A trusted partner called and requested they change their deposit for an invoice, the deposit account where it's going into, and they did. And then they found out it was not, in fact, the trusted partner who requested that change, but they had already sent the money. And I know it's not always easy to get money back, especially when you're a business. It's, you have a smaller window to request that than a consumer. The other thing that we do, we have what we call positive pay. That's through our partners at Dakota Bank. So anything that is coming through that we have not submitted, we submit our register to them so they know, check 1234 is going to be made out to Jackie Cordy. If it comes in as that, they pay it. If it does not come in as that, or we have not submitted that check, we get notification from them. And then we have to manually go in and say, yes, this is a legitimate check, or automatic withdrawal. If we don't do that, it doesn't get paid. And that's on all of our accounts, our building fund, our health fund, our general fund. So we do a couple of things that really ensure we are protecting ourselves from fraud, because, boy, that's scary.
I was going to say, it just seems like they come up with new ways. You got to be on your toes all the time.
You really do. You really have to pay attention. We're fortunate. There's just myself and my assistant business manager, Tiffany Smith, who work primarily with the accounts payables and payroll. So we are a close-knit. So we know a lot of what is transpiring, and we talk to each other, and we plan how we're going to make sure we talk to our vendors or our employees before we're making any changes that would affect any direct payments or any direct deposits that are going out.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. It's nice talking to you.
There's Jackie Cordy, our business manager here at the Valley City Public School District, talking about what happened in Dickinson and while her and other school districts do to protect themselves from not being a victim from scamsters who are trying to pretend to be vendors or trusted partners. There's our Voice of the Valley program for today.